Of Brahmahutak, may God begin in goodness and renew it, for in peace and in guilty while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my Father and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the blessed Saint Abba Makarawi, the bishop, was martyred. This father was of the nobles of Ashmun Greece, and he was ordained bishop for Nicaea. When persecution against Christians started, Euphanius, the governor, sent for the saint to appear before him. Before he went to the governor, he went before the holy altar, lifted up his hands and prayed. He hid the altar accessories and the service vestments in a place in the altar. He prayed again to the Lord Christ to guard his church. Then he went with the messengers to the governor, who asked him about his name and his hometown. When the governor realized that he was the bishop of the city, he ordered him to be beaten and immolated. They mixed the lamb with vinegar and powdered it down his throat. Nevertheless, God guarded him and he was unharmed. Later, the governor sent him to Arminius, the governor of Alexandria, who casted him into prison. The Lord made throughout his hands many signs. Eucharistus, the son of Julius Al-Akfasi, the writers of the biography of the martyrs, was paralytic. Saint Macarpius prayed over him, and God held him throughout his prayers. He celebrated the divine liturgy in Julius' home, administrated the holy mystery to them, and asked Julius to care for his body and to write his biography. When Arminius heard what this saint was performing, signs and wonders, he ordered him to be tortured with different kinds of tortures, to be squeezed with the wheel, to cut off his members, to cast him to ferocious lions, to throw him into the sea, and to cast him into hot fire. The Lord strengthened him, and all these tortures did not harm him. This saint had a virgin sister called Mariam, who served the church, and two brothers named Unianus and Isaac. They came to him while he was in prison and wept before him, saying, "You have been a father to us, after our father, so how can you depart and leave us orphans?" He comforted, encouraged, consoled, and asked them to live in peace. Finally, not wanting to see the saint tortured anymore, Julius Al-Akfasi advised the governor, saying, "Write the decree of this old man and get rid of him." The governor listened to him and ordered his head to be cut off. Julius took his body and sweated it in his wrapping, embroidered in gold. He placed a golden cross on his chest and sent the body with his men in a ship to his episcopal seat in Nicaea. The ship sailed until it arrived to the city of Ashmun Greece. It stopped as if it had been tied with chains, and all attempts to move it failed. While they were trying to do that, a voice came out of the body saying, "This is my place wherein God is placed that my body shall rest." When they told the people of the city, they came out of the ship carrying palm branches. They carried the body with great honor to their city. He lived for 131 years, 30 of them as a priest and 39 as a bishop, and he completed his good strife and received the crown of life. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Scroll.